Welcome back to Mound Money. We're going to switch gears now. It is almost officially summer, and it definitely feels like summer most days out there, though this morning was kind of cool. And part of summer is we get out on our road bikes and our mountain bikes. And in studio with us now, we have Ryan Littlefield. He is the owner of Contender Bicycles down in the Sugar House area. Ryan, thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Contender. What type of bikes do you guys offer, and what kind of services?
So Contender, we offer bikes for everybody. We definitely pride ourselves on having a little bit of everything. We kind of carved our niche as being a high-end road shop, but over the last, I'd say, like 10 years, we've morphed into doing mountain bikes, e-bikes. Obviously, we do kids' bikes. So we do a lot. Gravel bikes are a new exciting kind of segment, and so there's a lot going on, for sure.
And the big news is you're here in Park City now. You just opened a new shop right in the Red Barn on 224.
We're super excited. We've been kind of exploring the Park City market for maybe like the last 5 years. We have a lot of customers who make the trip down to Salt Lake, but finally the right opportunity presented itself, and we're really excited to be in the barn.
I talked to a loyal customer of yours yesterday at the Silly Sunday Market, and he said, ask Ryan, is he worried about cannibalizing his business down in Salt Lake? Because so many people from Park City go to that store in 9th and 9th. Now they don't need to drive down to the Valley, so thank you for that. But you're confident that 9th and 9th store is going to keep on trucking, huh?
For sure. I mean, definitely some people will save themselves the trip down to the Valley, but we kind of look at this Park City store as like a satellite operation. The store in Salt Lake is so much bigger and is able to have more bikes in stock and whatnot. So hopefully, like, people feel like they need to come to the Valley to maybe purchase a bike, and then we can service them and take care of all their needs up here. We'll sell them a bike up here too.
So how big is the service side of your business? Is that the core part of your business, or is it the selling of the new bikes that really drives the economics for you guys?
I would say, I mean, they have to go hand in hand for sure, but from a number side, selling bikes is probably a bigger part of our business, but we can't sell bikes if we don't assemble them and service them and do all that kind of stand behind itness. So
the reason I ask is retail is a really tough space.
Sure.
And the selling new bikes is traditional retail. The service is something that, I think is always going to be location based. So you don't have to worry about the internet. There for a while, the internet was getting really popular with bike consumers. How has that played out in the last couple of years? It seems to me, just anecdotally, that it's gone full circle and people are not going to spend a couple thousand dollars or more online to save $500. They're going to go to the local bike shop. Have you seen that play out?
For sure. I mean, the internet's a strong force, but there's so much that goes on with the bike and the service and the fitting and test riding and all those things. It's a big investment, and people want to make sure they get what's right, and we feel like we're the right place to do that.
And you've grown considerably. You had a smaller store at 9th and 9th, then you moved to the bigger two-story store. How long ago?
So we moved to 9th and 9th in 2001, and then we kind of did that flip in that same building in 2005, and then we moved to our current location in 2013.
It's a great store down there, and business must be doing really well if you're opening up a satellite location in Park City. So what do you attribute that success to?
This is good. We try really hard. We try to, unfortunately, in the bike world, I think some of the services, there's maybe this attitude or this, and we try really hard not to be that place. And
what do you mean by
There's sometimes there's a little bit of the too cool for school in bike shops, and it can be an intimidating place, and we really try to break that barrier down. We have good, loyal customer base, and just keep working hard at it.
What drew you into the business? What was it that made you say, this is a space I want to devote? It sounds like over a decade of your life to now.
Three decades. So I started working at Contender in 1988 and kind of worked there while I got bike racing and out of my blood and got through to college, and then had an opportunity to purchase it in 1999 and just kind of been running with it ever since.
And when you bought it in 1999, did you envision, you know, at some point I'm going to have two stores? Do you want to keep growing?
Definitely didn't envision that. The bike market was a completely different animal at that time. That, you know, there wasn't as many people riding, and it was really, it'd be hard to go back then and connect the dots to where we are now. And then as far as growth, it's hard. We have to find, opening another store in the Salt Lake Valley would definitely cannibalize the main store.
Yeah.
So we need to find specific markets. My wife, Allison, has been really dedicating her efforts into the internet side of our business, and that's growing, and that's important for us. Yeah.
What are some of the bigger misconceptions that people have when they come in? They want to get into road biking. They're into road biking. They want to get to the next level or mountain biking. What are those, some of the bigger misconceptions?
I don't know. I think there's some that people think maybe that they need to spend a ton of money, or they're worried about being able to get the equipment they want. And bikes, even what we might call a mid-range bike, is a really awesome bike now. And then there's also, I think, the misconception that because I'm not, a super expert, I won't be able to perceive the difference in the equipment. And so if they demo a bike or something, they come back and they can feel it or sense the improvements in the bikes and the technology has really changed.
Ryan, community events and community activities are big with bike stores up here. White Pine does, great group rides, and REI does some community service, and LL Bean's going to be up here later this year. They're already talking about their community outreach. Does Contender have anything in the works along those lines?
We definitely are working on that. We have some great people in place that really share that vision with us. We're looking into shuttling and things like that, and being a part of some of the events like Tour of Utah and maybe a packet pickup for some of the races. But we definitely are aware of that, and we need to get involved for sure.
Let me build on Renee's question. Yeah. We only have a short period of time left, but Renee, your question is, part of being a member of the community, part of being a successful store owner here is giving back to the community. What are the two or three other things that you think about with you and your team? If we can get these things right, you'll be successful.
I think just getting where people rely on us for their service and just taking care of them and offering them just the top level. The service, repairing their bike, but also just taking care of any of their cycling needs. And if we can do that at a really high level, that's the key.
And someone asked if you could please put picnic benches and seats outside, because they love biking by the new Contender store at the Red Barn, but they want a place where it can be a little oasis.
The picnic tables are there now.
Oh, so, they are.
Yeah, we need, yeah. It'd be cool to have, we can't do food inside the barn, but it'd be neat to have coffee trucks or what, and then as the bike path extends further, that'll be a great location for that.
And when did you open the Red Barn store?
Right around May 1st.
And how's business been?
It's been good. It's surprising. Down in the valley, the business had already turned on from the seasonality, and here it's we knew it'd be delayed, but we didn't realize how delayed it would be, There's still snow on the trails as of 2 weeks ago. So.
And how will you continue year-round? Biking is a summer activity.
We definitely pride ourselves on being bike only. So in the valley, we do training classes and whatnot. And so up here, we'll have to just kind of mix it up for sure.
I look forward to hearing more about that.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Our guest this morning has been Ryan Littlefield. He is the owner of Contender Bikes, which is down in Sugar House in a new location here in Park City. Ryan, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.